and say, "Oh, Ezra, look, can you?" It's astonishing to see who can walk into the what can you understand? It's Skip Skipley.
Hey guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
All right. Did you have a rough flight with this crazy wind and a little bit of snow?
You know, just we've flown through it before. You take it slow and steady.
Yeah.
You make it in.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're
I'm
here.
I'm interested to see how the submarine will do when
yes.
the river's frozen.
When the river freezes up, it's going to be tough to get the submarine through.
Well, I'm sure you have some sort of ice breaking
device
mechanism.
Yeah.
My fist.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh boy, Chuck
wow.
Norris,
Chuck
watch
Norris.
Out!
Wow. All right.
Woo, Skip Skipley.
Skip, man. Wow. All right. Well, we know what this is. We're getting quizzed on videos and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and it's always a lot of fun. It's based on the VH1 show. Do we have a theme from the theme? Pop-up video. Pop-up video. There it is. All right. And Skip and Esmeralda, you might want to have a little mercy on me because I'm starting to get really loopy. Because I did not sleep a wink really much, and I went to the Little Shop of Horrors screening last night, and so I might not be able to even.
You have 20 minutes.
No, I know, but I've been kind of losing it for the past hour or so, so I'm trying to hold it together. So my brain might not be working as well as it usually is, which is not very well
right.
anyway.
Okay.
So.
So it'll be at 45%.
You boy, you
20.
Yeah. No. It would be lower.
Oh, right. Yeah. So 10.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I'm being so kind.
All right. Skip.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Please provide us a line from Rod Stewart's Young Turks.
Oh, I love this song, too. Young hearts be free tonight. Time is on your side. Don't give up. Don't let it bring you down. Don't let it bring you down. You're on the blah blah blah, blah, blah on the road. I love that song. It's one of my favorite Rod Stewart songs. So that's the best I can do.
Thank you.
All right.
Never heard that song.
Yeah, me neither.
Seriously? Oh, God. It's one of my favorite Rod Stewart songs of all time. And it's one of those story songs. Johnny got a job and it blah, 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 blah. And it was about it's about these young teenagers.
Young Turks.
Yeah, young Turks. And then they get like, Mary was a waitress and she ran down the street. You know, I don't.
A lot of waitresses. And
yeah.
Johnny's getting guitars.
That's right. I may not be remembering the names correctly, but it was a story song. And in the video, right. It was Elizabeth Daly, E.G. Daly, from Dottie from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. And Rugrats.
And Rugrats. And she's Buttercup. She's the voice of Buttercup on Powerpuff Girls.
And Valley Girl.
And she's from Valley Girl, yeah. And she's in the video.
Mm.
So, all right. Oh, wait a second. Now
was
I probably
that a question.
Oh man.
Cuz I didn't know that at all.
All right. All right.
Esmeralda, who are the quote-unquote young Turks in this video?
Oh man. I only got one.
Is it the names?
No, just the generally what are
celebrities?
They? What type of
Oh
wait.
What group are they if you were describing them as a look at those blanks.
Look at those teenagers? What?
Should be, right?
Street kids is what
Street
they have
kids?
Here. Street kids.
What?
Street kids? Is that a common term?
You know.
Are they even street kids?
Yeah. In the video, they are.
Like, they're toughs?
Yeah.
Young
They're
toughs?
Like, running around in the streets. The whole video, they're, like, running around in the streets.
Oh. Well, I thought one was a waitress.
I don't know. I'm making that up because I can't remember the lyrics. Again, don't trust anything I'm saying right now.
So I'm going to assume if they're street kids, they're stealing from the waitress.
That's probably what they're doing, yeah.
What's it called? Dining and dashing.
You're right. Little bastards. All right.
How many times does Rod say Young Turks in this song?
Never.
That is correct.
Oh, trick question.
Yeah. I happen to really like this song a lot. I can't believe there's a car dedicated to this song.
All right, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
The female star of this video had a big adventure with what television comedian?
Wait, say the question again.
So the female star of this video had a quote-unquote big adventure with what children's television comedian?
Oh, okay. Pee-wee Herman.
You would have got that anyway.
Yeah.
The way they worded
it. Yeah, the way they worded it.
Yeah. Big adventure with a children's television comedian?
Yeah.
All right.
We have flipped.
Flipped! He flipped. You should have seen it.
Wow.
All right.
I missed it.
Multiple choice in the first couple ones.
Okay.
What is the function of the left side of the brain? Is it A, linear formation?
Oh, God.
B, smell? C, creativity? D, intuition?
Mm. Well, I've always been told, because I'm left-handed, that I'm supposed to be, technically be more creative. So I'm going to say creativity.
That is incorrect.
Okay. Oh.
Linear formation.
Yeah, like I'm going to
people lie to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. But me being left-handed, am I using my left side of my brain because I'm a lefty?
Isn't it the opposite?
I think it's the opposite, yeah. So that's why I got screwed up. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Esmeralda, which of the following musicians married a teenager? Was it Bill Wyman, Rod Stewart, David Bowie, or Elvis Presley?
Bill Wyman.
That is correct.
Jerry Lee Lewis wasn't it?
Yeah, I was waiting for a Jerry Lee Lewis.
And his cousin? All right. Is this what? How many have we got? Two more?
Two more.
All right.
What are young turkeys called? A, poults. B, chicks. C, gobblers. D, Turkish delights.
Oh.
A?
That is correct.
Okay.
Poults.
Because the other ones were ridiculous.
Turkish delight. Only on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, what is Pee-wee Herman's real name?
Paul Rubens.
That is correct.
Card is done?
Card is finis.
We are tied at 3.
Oh,
that's what
boy.
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, street kids.
Let's you listen.
That's right.
Prime demographic.
We have street cats out in the street. I don't know if that counts.
The young, tough cats.
Young turds.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's coming out now. I see it.
Wow. All right. Hey, we got some weather and some traffic for everybody in the world and the street kids. Yeah. Completely appropriate for this morning. Tom requesting U2's Pride in the Name of Love on Wildcard Wednesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we're back. And Esmeralda and I are right in the middle of another round of pop-up video. And we are tied at 3, Esmeralda.
Boy, why does that make sense?
Why does what make sense?
You too.
Well, today is the day that the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther
King. Oh, is that what that song is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I'm not a very big U2 fan.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I don't really listen to lyrics.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what that song's about. Yeah. All right. So, we're back. Oh, look who just came out of retirement for the 7 millionth time.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip Skipley.
How's it going?
How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Oh, man.
Always
welcome
scared.
Back.
Always scared he won't come back.
I know. One of these days he won't. And
he's going to go out for a cigarette
and then
nothing.
Chuck Woolery will come in and go, I don't know what happened, but he left in the jet.
Oh.
So.
Drop me off.
I feel like Esmeralda's absentee imaginary father. I went out for a pack of cigarettes.
You'll be my absentee TV show, game show host.
Went out for a pack of cigarettes and never came back.
Happened once with... The guy from Home Improvement.
Richard Karn.
And then he never came back.
He never came back. But then...
You won't do that to me, Skip.
No. But then Jay Peterman came in.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No. Louis Anderson was before Richard Karn, if I remember correctly.
I believe you are right.
So it was Richard Karn, then it was Peterman. What the hell is this? John Hurley, right?
Mm-hmm.
John O'Hurley.
Oh.
And then... And then Steve Harvey.
Play it. Was Cedric the Entertainer in there, too?
He was a millionaire, yeah. How come you don't know that, Skip? That should be secondhand knowledge, dude.
Man, my Rolodex of TV shows.
Him and Cedric. There's a bit of a rivalry.
We were both up for that diabetes commercial.
That's right. That's right.
Diabetes.
I'm Wilford Brimley. Take your medication. Take your blood. Check your blood every day for diabetes. I'm Wilford Brimley. If you don't check your blood, I'm going to come to your house and kick your ass because I'm Wilford Brimley. Check your diabetes. All right. For some reason, Skip is really enjoying the Wilford Brimley.
I love your Wilford Brimley.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I work on it all the time. All right. Now, everybody get ready. The cats are... There are 6 million cats out on the streets.
Oof.
Braving the elements. And they are here. Dave Ennett is off, so he's off somewhere with the cats.
He can sense it, though. He started to float.
That's right. Esmeralda is now probably going to sing. Skip, shall we start?
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire.
I don't know that song. Oh, man.
We're starting to, by the way, we're starting to reach the end of the deck.
Slim Pickens.
There's not going to be many songs left that I think you'll know.
Wait, what's it called again?
I'm on Fire.
Oh, I'm on fire. And I'm going to walk down this street on fire. On fire!
It's my Bruce Springsteen. Thank you. It's like, that's pretty accurate, right?
Well, not even remotely close to what the song is.
Your impersonation was dead on.
But no, I mean, right? We're going to give you a point because of the Bruce Springsteen, but that wasn't even
remote. On fire!
Oh, I'm on fire. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go away and leave you all alone? Yeah, but no, you didn't. It wasn't even close to what the... What?
He at no point goes, I'm on fire!
No, he says, oh, I'm on fire.
I don't like this song.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
Man,
I got a bad desire.
Oh, I was thinking the other. He had to use the bathroom or something because he was on fire.
He used the bathroom because he
was
on
fire? It's a whole commercial for something.
Yeah, he might want to go get some shots if he's on fire when he goes to the bathroom.
I got
to
tell you, between the Wilford Brimley and the Bruce Springsteen, this impression half hour has been phenomenal.
Yeah, you're talking about her Bruce Springsteen.
Star-studded.
Not mine.
No, yours is like,
no. But, I mean, I got the lyrics. I knew the song.
If only you could combine forces.
Yeah.
You know... Bruce Springsteen wanted to sing that, and then the record label was like, no, don't do that, Bruce.
Do it like, oh, fire.
Yeah, I just remembered that I have heard the song, but only that version.
Only that version, the original version. It was like the version of Little Shop of Horrors that I showed last night.
Yeah.
That
was, this one, this version, yeah. I heard it, and then it got burnt up.
All right, let's move. FYI. It got burnt up. I'm on fire. All right, here we go.
This video's director, John Sayles, also directed what baseball movie?
8 Men Out.
That is correct. Esmeralda, what is Bruce Springsteen's nickname?
Hold on. Bruce the... Oh.
Come on, Esmeralda. Really?
Oh, man.
Come on. I'm the one who's had 2 minutes of sleep.
Why is it? Oh, it's evading me.
Think about Todd Manley.
Think
about Todd Manley. What does Todd Manley do?
Maybe that should be phrased. Think of Todd Manley's job.
Right.
Bruce, the manager.
Bruce, the program director.
Yeah, Bruce.
Program director Springsteen? Is that one?
Executive vice president of content. That's Bruce Springsteen. That's his nickname. Yeah, executive vice president of content. Are you going to see Executive Vice President of Content tomorrow?
The Jersey.
All right. We got to move on. We're going to run out of time.
Right, the
it's the boss.
Oh, the boss.
All right.
Right.
What's the name of Bruce's fire-haired backup singer and wife?
Oh, I don't know. Is it a multiple choice?
Nope.
Patty
Springsteen.
Johnson.
Patty Siafa.
Okay.
Six.
All right.
Flip the card.
Flipped!
Esmeralda, actor Robert Englund is famous for what role?
Freddy Krueger.
That is correct.
Why is that? Because he burned up?
Yeah.
Because he was burned up?
Mm.
Okay.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
The act of lighting yourself on fire
is
called A, barbecue, B, soy flambe, C, self-immolation, D, self-carlation.
D.
That is incorrect.
C?
C, self-immolation.
All right. Esmeralda's in the lead, man.
Oh, wow.
Two questions left.
All right.
Esmeralda, Boss Hogg was a character on what TV show?
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
That is correct.
That's right. Now, you know what? I can't win. Esmeralda's going to win.
Good.
This
one. Making fun of
you know, and I gave you, by the way, and I gave you a point for Bruce Springsteen. Singing not even remotely close to what the song sounds like. Not even remotely close. An executive director of... All right.
Last question is multiple choice.
Yeah.
Patty Hearst was kidnapped in 1974 by what radical group? Was it the Sudanese Leftist Arsenal?
No.
The Symbionese Liberation Army?
That would be... Wait, go keep going.
Santa's Little Anarchists. The Southern Liberation
it's B.
Army. You
B.
are correct.
Right.
I'm going to go with Santa's Little Anarchists.
6-5.
When I become an anarchist.
That's what you're going to do?
I'm going to do
you're
that
dress
one.
Up like Santa?
Elves.
Oh, sure.
It would be Santa's little.
It's little helpers. It would be
right.
elves. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you won.
Yay. How much do I win this
you,
time?
It's $26 billion.
Oh.
And I called the bank and the check's still bouncing. So, well, that was a tight race right there. Mm-hmm. But we were being generous with very generous with the Bruce Springsteen. All right. Well, hey, Esmeralda, that was fun.
Yes.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Dan Feinberg going to join us to talk lots of TV tomorrow. So that's coming up. But we got to break here, and the news is coming up next right here on 720 WGN.